Sports Station 101.7 The Hammer.
101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com with Jared and Clayton. The Hammer Down Show is on for you. It's on the air on 101.7 FM. It's on your computer at 101.7thehammer.com. And it's on your mobile devices, on demand and in your hand, Duff.
Did you make that up or did someone give that to you? Speaking of your hand, you have my pen.
Take your dang pen back.
Thank you. Folks are territorial with pens. You know that.
You and the darn pens.
Give me my pen.
Ridiculous old man. All right, let's head to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, and we are going to connect with Jake Marin, who is pitching for your Lafayette Aviators. Hashtag take flight. See, Duff, you got to remember to use the hashtags, okay? Otherwise, you get they're very particular about that stuff over there. He is also a CEC grad going to Marion University. He is going to play. He's playing the North South All Star Game
this weekend in South Bend.
The North South All Star Game. He's playing
games.
Who's playing for the North team in South Bend, which is in the northernmost part of the state? I'm very confused by that.
You are correct, sir.
Jake, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good, dude. I think we're getting tired just recapping what your last couple of months has been. I can only imagine what it's been like for you.
It's been a long ride. It's a lot of fun though. It's about baseball every day. Every once in a while, you get a practice in, get some reps in, but other than that, it's game after game.
So you must be living the life then, right? Baseball every day. I mean, this has got to be a dream for you, huh?
It is. It definitely is. It's one thing I've definitely dreamed about doing every day, and just to be able to do it at home at Loeb Stadium is kind of cool. Get to live at home and play all summer.
Well, let's go back to the end of the high school season for you for Central Catholic, and you were named the JNC Small School Baseball Player of the Year. What was your reaction to that when you learned about that honor?
It was definitely a true honor, but like I've said about most things, I couldn't have done it without my defense behind me. I didn't really hit that much, so all I had to focus on was just throwing strikes and getting the job done. And thankfully, I don't throw that hard, so I knew that just put it in there, throw some strikes, and my defense definitely could back me up.
Was that the best year of pitching you've had so far? I mean, your numbers are ridiculous when you think about what you did as a high school senior.
Yeah, definitely the best pitching season I've ever had.
0.66 on the ERA.
That's
for the season.
That's video game numbers there, Duff.
That's
crazy. That's kids are unplugging their controllers and logging off after having a bat against this guy. He's done. they're done with it. We're talking with Jake Marin on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Jake, you know, pitcher for the Aviators. So you know, this is your first kind of taste of that next level. Have you noticed a big difference in the competition? I'm sure some of the kids are much bigger now, and of course the wooden bats and everything. So, what's been your early impressions about just taking that next step in your baseball career?
Yeah, I'm definitely the smallest guy. Everyone on our team, I think Tyler probably would be the second smallest, but everyone else is probably 6 foot or taller, and I'm like 5'7", so it's pretty different. There wasn't that many big kids that I had to face this year that I was really worried about. But my first game in relief, I faced probably a guy that was 6'1 and 6 foot and stuff like that. And I don't know, it was a lot of fun. I just had to go out there and keep doing what I do, just throw strikes, let them hit the ball, and my defense will back me up.
Well, we talked to Tyler yesterday. He says he's not small anymore. He says he's putting on all the weight. He's bulking up. Is he lying to us then, or is he still tiny?
Oh, no. He's definitely grown. When I played with him in high school, he wasn't nearly as big as what he is now. He's definitely got a lot more muscle in him.
Well, I know you guys have about a year difference there between the two of you, but how much fun has it been to play here this summer and play a little bit with Tyler with the Aviators?
It's been great. It's nice having him back here again in the middle infield. I can always rely on him. He's really good at what he does, so I know I can get the ball on the ground. I know he'll field it and make a good play.
So, Jake, take us back through the process once the high school season was over. Then did the Aviators contact you, or did you say, hey, I want to get some innings in? How did it work where you were able to join the Aviators?
I actually was at a tournament for my travel team at Butler, and Ben Tharp, he played for the Aviators for a little bit, but he got hurt, so he can't play anymore. But he texted me and he asked me if I wanted to pitch for the Aviators. And I talked to my dad about it, my brother, and we made sure that I could have time to do it because I've been pretty busy and I've thrown a lot of innings this year. So I told him I could close so I didn't have to throw that many innings, and it's been great. It's been a true blessing.
So is there you said innings and watching your innings. Is there, where are you now with your innings, and is there a number you're looking at where you're going to have to say, I got to shut it down for the year?
Right now I'm looking at 115 since school year started. And I don't know. When I start hurting, I haven't started hurting yet. So I take really good care of my arm. I ice usually after every game. And I have a lot of treatment that I go through every day to make sure I can still throw.
We're talking with Jake Maron. He is a CC grad. He is pitching for the Lafayette Aviators this summer. And then it's off to Marion University for you then, huh? Talk a little bit about making that decision and what you like about that university and playing for the Knights next year.
One thing that really struck me is their campus. It's small, like CC is pretty small. And I like that a lot. So I kind of wanted to say somewhere small. And their campus is just beautiful. Bob Bacon, he helped me out a lot. We talked a lot the junior year going into my senior year summer. And we kind of just clicked. And I decided a few months after school started that I would be going to Marion to play baseball.
How cool is that for you? Is that a dream come true as well, to know that you can play baseball at the next level and play in college and go to school, those things?
Yeah, I think it's every kid's dream to play baseball in college. And not some kids aren't fortunate enough to be able to make it past that, and I think it's a true blessing from God that I can do that.
So then you were talking about how you're not the biggest kid on the field. Can you take us through your repertoire of pitches and what makes you so effective? Because, I mean, pitching so much now is about that, you know, that power pitch and throwing over 100 miles an hour, and it doesn't sound like that's one of the pitches in your arsenal that you use other ways to get guys out.
Yeah, I worked a lot on my curveball over the offseason last season, and just got it to where I could throw strikes and have it drop a little more than normal, and sometimes, like, if it's an 0-0 count, I'll throw a curveball. I won't have it drop as much, but just to make sure it's a strike. And doing that, I can locate my fastball pretty well. I don't miss. I try not to miss a lot on my fastball. That's one thing I focus on a lot is just getting in there on the corner. And I throw a knuckleball on occasions. I've been throwing it with the Aviators, but I didn't throw it that much in high school this year. And I'm still working on my changeup a little bit. I just can't find a grip on my changeup right now.
How much of an advantage is it to be a left-handed pitcher? We always hear about the craftiness of a left-handed pitcher. How big of an advantage is that for you?
I think it's a huge advantage because, especially when people are on base, I don't throw hard, so it's not like the ball gets to the plate very fast. And I have a lot of confidence in my pickoff move, so it gets some guys every once in a while, but knowing that they can't steal right away, or if they're going to steal first move, and I'll be able to realize it and just throw over, helps a lot because I just don't throw that hard. And then my catcher this year, Ben Berenda, he did a great job of just throwing kids out whenever they try to steal on me.
Jake Maron on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, pitching for the Aviators. A doubleheader tonight against the those jerks from Danville. The Danville Dans are in town, and that first game. They love it when I call them those jerks from that team.
Every team you talk about in that league is a bunch of jerks
because they're jerks. Sorry, except for Terre Haute. I think they're a bunch of jabronis.
Okay,
if I'm just getting it all straight. So,
I understand.
Again, look, if you're not getting out there and checking out the Aviators, I don't know what else to do for you because you got some great local talent there. You got Purdue guys. You got guys over here like Jake. By the way, why is it Jake the Steak on Twitter here? I know a lot of the cliche thing is to go Jake the Snake, but you went with the Steak. Is there a certain story behind that at all, or are you just a little bit different?
one of my friends, Ben Brenda, we have a friend and, she's always messing around calling us like funny names and she always called me Jake the Steak. So I just kind of stuck with it and put it as my Twitter name.
I take it. That's not bad, Duff.
Not bad. I like
See,
that.
For a guy that hates, nicknames like you do, that's a good one. You even got to admit that.
That's pretty solid. Jake, what about, leading into this weekend? The North-South All-Star Baseball Games. How big an honor is this for you? You've had so many honors here in recent weeks. Where does this one stack up for you to be able to be on this All-Star team this weekend and be able to pitch for the North?
It's definitely a blessing, but I don't think it's really kicked in yet because, I don't know, I'm not there yet. There's just been a lot of talk about it, and I'm just ready to see what it's actually about. I'm excited, but I don't think it'll kick in until probably that Friday on the way there.
Right, you're right, because I was reading where you got to practice on Friday and then games on Saturday, and then you have that game on Sunday where you have the opportunity to wear your high school uniform from when I was reading. So how cool will that be for you to put on the CC threads one more time for one more baseball game?
I think it'll be great. It'll definitely be memorable and a little hard to do for the last time because, you know, going into that semi-state game, it definitely wasn't my thought that that would be the last time I put it on.
Jake Barron of your now Lafayette Aviators, soon to be a Marion Knight here in the fall. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck with the North-South All-Star game up there in South Bend over the weekend. And we'll continue to keep an eye on you, buddy. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Take care,
Thanks, Jake.
All right, coming back, we've got more of this Hammer Down show coming up next on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com.
Hi, I'm Dustin Keller, former Miami Dolphin, New York Jet, and more importantly, your Purdue Boilermaker, and brother of Dwight Keller, owner-operator of Keller Builders, your roofing specialist. Don't wait too long to get your roof inspected for free. Some of the clues you need to know when it's time to replace your roof are missing and curling shingles, a recent hailstorm, high winds. Keller Builders is GAF certified and BBB accredited, and works with all insurance companies. Call us today, 765